The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
Thelma, I have to say, it is fascinating how the home started.
Yes, it certainly is, yes. Yes, it's something that we're quite proud of, that's it's been going so long, and that's how it actually started, to help people in need. And in a way, but a different way, we're still helping people in need who need assistance and help.
Absolutely. How did you get involved with the charity itself?
The chairman used to be the vicar of St Ninian's, and I go to St Ninian's. And he knew that I did a lot of charity work, and I was very good, not blowing my own trumpet, but I was very, very good at raising funds. And the home was in desperate need of a lot of work being done on it. And he asked, would I consider joining the board of directors in order to try to raise some money to the... So I said, well, yes, before I do, because I was involved with a lot of other charities, before I do, I must come round and see the home, because I'm not getting involved in something that I don't feel is good or right or doing the right sort of things, you see. So I went round and had a look round. It was really shabby, but it was a nice atmosphere and I liked it. So 12 years ago, I joined the board and started raising money. And I've raised a lot of money to do all the repairs and bring all the rooms up to a lovely standard now, and done all the outside, like new roofs and things like that. And now we are in a position that the home is really nice, and the money that I raise, we can spend on a few luxuries.
Oh, what sort of luxuries are you talking about here?
I don't know yet.
There'll be hot tubs and all sorts. Well, it's been, honestly, it's fascinating hearing about it. And Robert, even more so, which has just come across from Thelma as well, really, the fact that you were saying in the previous piece, it's not really about raising money that you're here today. You actually just want to sort of be proud of it and to tell people about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, over the past sort of 12 months or so, we've been doing a bit more community work. And we'd noticed that a few people had thought we'd closed a couple of years back. Yeah. So that sort of stuck with us and made us realise that because we don't do advertising or we don't put our name out there as much as many other places do, we just want to make sure people are aware that we're around and...
Well, you very much are, and you're very much doing a great job by the sound of things. For those that don't know, where exactly is the Ellen Vannin home?
So we're on Kingswood Grove in Douglas, which is just round the corner from the Manx Museum. From the sort of street, you don't really notice the building because it's got quite a large garden in front of it.
It is a beautiful garden, I have to say. And it's one of those things you mentioned as well when we were talking to you earlier this week. It's not just about the care aspect. It's about that, isn't it? It's about sort of the outside. It's about the activities. It's about all of the other things that go with. And it sounds like there's a lot going on at the Ellen Vannin home.
Yeah. Well, it's about taking a holistic approach to a person's care. It's not just the physical care needs that we need to meet. It's the emotional and the psychological well-being. So it's making sure that they've got... a sense of purpose and a sense of belonging in the little community that we have.
And how long have you been managing it for?
Yeah, around about 6 months now. I've worked in healthcare for about coming up to 10 years. I started as an apprentice and worked my way up.
And what do you love most about being at the Ellen Vannin home?
It's the atmosphere. It's a home from home atmosphere. I've worked in places where it's quite a sort of clinical setting, whereas working at Ellen Vannin is... working in your own home. So it's a very nice atmosphere and a comfortable environment.
Oh, Thelma, it must be lovely to hear him say that.
Well, I've got to say, yes, Robert was with us 18 months and he's trained for 12 months to be the manager. And I really was keen on somebody younger to have a young person to come in, because we're all past pensionable age, you know, and so it was quite a big thing to get somebody young in. And I honestly can say that I did not make a mistake in appointing him. purely and simply because he's so with it that I'm not. with all these new things we can do and you know, all the things on the computer we can do and everything, which we've never done before because none of us had the ability to do it. So as well as him being very, very good with the residents, I was a little bit bothered that we'd never had a man as a manager before. And I thought, oh, you know, are these old ladies and men, are they going to like him? But I've no worries on that.
Oh, I can see you're a charmer. I think he probably gets on very well indeed. What are some of the things that you've introduced then? I mean, it sounds like technology has sort of come into play here.
Yeah, so in the sort of past month or so, we've started up a Facebook page, which again is to raise awareness that we're still here, and over the coming months we'll be posting various activities that we do around the home.
How many rooms are there at the Alan Vernon home?
So we can accommodate up to 38. Mm-hmm. However, about four of them rooms are double rooms, so we can actually accommodate couples if they are wanting to share a room with their other half. Although more often than not, we find that they like to have separate rooms after living together for so many years.
That's probably quite sensible, really. I have to say, you really are making it sound like a wonderful place. And Thelma, you were mentioning that you're more than happy for people to come and have a look and actually speak to some of the residents even.
Oh, we encourage that. We're happy to show people around. We're quite proud of it. Now, after we've got it all really looking as nice as we wanted it to do years ago, it really is nice, and we like to show them that we do entertainment, and we, because there must be nothing worse than you go into a home and you sat there all day wondering, with nothing to do. Well, it doesn't happen at Alan Vernon.
You've had ponies in and all sorts, haven't you, Robert?
We have, yeah. We our deputy manager is really good at the activities.
She
takes control of that and organises it for the residents. So she does a lot, and the staff are always bringing in good ideas to get various people in. So we had ponies a couple of months ago in the summer, only small ponies. And then about 2 weeks ago or so, we had some snakes, which was quite exciting.
How did that go down?
Quite well, to be fair. I didn't expect a lot of the residents to enjoy it, with it being a reptile, but they did, and they got some lovely photos. During the spring, we had a couple of lambs come in, which the residents fell in love with.
And you have lots of entertainment as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. So we have at least two concerts a month where people come in and they play the piano, and the residents have a sing-along, and they bring the guitars, and yeah, they really enjoy it.
As you can imagine, we do make a big fuss of Christmas and New Year. We do special parties. We have a wonderful chef who really goes out of his way to make sure everything for Christmas and the special activities are really, the food is wonderful. And we've all sorts of, I'm sure Irene has already got sorted out people to come in, Father Christmas. We give the residents a big party and they all get their presents and things. So it really is a lovely time to be there. And we encourage them. They want to bring their families in when there's the party's on or there's any entertainment on. We always encourage them to do that. But not only at Christmas, at any time. But Christmas coming up is a nice time.
Well, it does sound like a lovely place, and I have to admit, I have been in it before and I have seen it, and it is beautiful, and the garden's just spectacular. Yes. Which makes a huge difference. We know that the green and the blue can make a massive difference to people. So Robert, where do people go to find out more, or maybe to organise to come in to see you? How do they do that?
So you can either contact us through our phone number, which is 675 820, or we do have a website, which is elmvanandhome.org.im. And then we do have a Facebook page under Alan Vernon Home.